views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. And today I'm very excited. We're going to be discussing energy medicine. We have a special guest who is returning to be at the Woman of Wisdom Conference again this February in Seattle on February 13th and 14th. And just for those who want to know about it, there is a early bird $100 price to go to her workshop for the first 70 spots, and there's only a dozen left or so. So go to www.womenofwisdom.org to check that out. Because that will go fast. She is a favorite person that we have at Woman of Wisdom, and you'll know from once I get her on the line here how joyous and fun she is. She's a pioneer in the field of energy medicine and is among the world's most sought, most inspiring, and most authoritative spokesperson for energy medicine. Her abilities as a healer are legendary, and she has taught some 80,000 people worldwide, both lay people and professionals, how to engage their own energies for greater health and vitality. Her invigorating presentations are rich with audience participation and stunning demonstrations of simple methods for shifting the body's energies for health and vitality. And she has an award-winning, best-selling book, Energy Medicine, and it's considered a classic in its field. And since childhood, she has been able to see the flow of the body's energies, and from this clairvoyant-like ability, she has developed a system for teaching others who do not have this gift to productively work with their body's energies. Her website is learnenergymedicine.com. Welcome, Donna.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, I first like to start with people's stories. So I would love to hear about your childhood growing up, being able to see energy. You know, I think there's a lot of people that do, and then it gets squashed because it's not really accepted to be talking about what you see. And so how did you come to learn that you had this ability, and were you encouraged to explore that when you were a child?
First of all, my mother always saw, so she kept it alive. So I have a brother and a sister in totally different fields who both see energy, and it was just kept alive. I think everybody born sees energy when they're born, but we live in a culture that does not keep talking about it or keep it alive in any way. And if there's so much to learn in that first year of life that if nobody keeps it alive, it kind of goes dormant. And so that's what happens to an awful lot of people, I think. But I didn't know I was unusual. I had no clue. I thought the whole world was seeing energy because it was so natural to me. I was literally 20 years old before I found out that the whole world didn't see it. And it absolutely shocked me and freaked me. And I didn't know how they made up their minds about things or what, you know, what directed them. And I didn't know what people were doing. Now I understand. I understand that they were busy developing their left brains to make sense of things and to get more literal and all of that. But I developed in other ways, and now I'm going back to the left brain and trying to get that one back.
By writing books. And, well, yeah, you have to impart it, kind of. You have to use your left brain to impart this to others, but you've got to use your right brain
you
still. It's that balance.
Yeah, it's the balance. It's the balance. So, no, I never dreamed I'd be able to certainly not talk about it. Teaching, I love teaching energy medicine, but I never dreamed I'd be able to teach it because I also grew up very dyslexic. And so I'd put one, not just letters in front of others when I wrote, but when I spoke, I transposed my words and would say the wrong thing. And only two classes in my life did I ever fail. One was bowling and the other one was speech because I could not describe or talk very well until I got into energy medicine, until I started putting what I was seeing in energy and feeling and knowing and finding a way to really help myself so I could get well. I began to be able to talk about it. I wanted to share it with everybody under the sun, and that's what turned things around. And also the energy medicine itself really helped my dyslexia. So that was in a nutshell.
I can understand that speech thing of saying words wrong, or I'm always saying the wrong word or pronouncing. I always say I missed the class on phonetics in second grade or something.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it was energy medicine that turned it around, and I never dreamed it was going to do it. I was trying to get myself healthy, and this is just one of the things that fell into line, that when you start straightening out your energy, you straighten out everything. It's not just your health. Your brain works better. You get more vitality. You get more joy because our bodies, you know. Do you want me to keep talking like this?
Okay. I mean, it's great.
Okay.
I mean, you talk
okay,
about
great.
Bringing more joy.
Great.
I think you're the joyous person I know.
Well, I think it's because... Well, you know, I should say, you know, we live in an environment today that we didn't evolve to live in. I mean, we evolved for a very natural world that as it unfolded, it was totally in sync with our energies. But now, you know, our natural energies don't know how to adapt sometimes to the additives in our foods or even pharmaceutical medicines or toxins in our environment. And then we have our own personal stresses on top of that. So the more we have to deal with what is unnatural and our own stresses, then underneath that is what I call radiant circuits. And they're the circuitry of joy and wonder and gladness and appreciation and a sense of, oh my God, it's all so fabulous. That lies underneath our stress load. So if you get into energy medicine and move out your stress load, then you start bubbling up with real joy and happiness, and it's really good.
Well, that's so needed because all of us are under stress.
That's right. And that's, Chris, that's why I really deeply feel that everybody on this planet needs to learn energy medicine, because you can move those stresses out of your body and you can teach your energies how to adapt to the world we live in today, because that's what's going to keep us healthy. That's what's going to keep us joyous. That's what's going to prevent us from getting some autoimmune illness or some cancer. I mean, you've got to get your energies in alignment and help your energies be able to adapt to what is unnatural.
Well, and we're going to probably get more. I'd love to get into this energy alignment a little bit more. But tell us first, because you had a serious illness, multiple sclerosis, in your early 30s, and you used your energies to heal yourself of that. And there's a lot
right.
of people. Do you know in the Northwest is probably what I've read is the largest segment percentage of the population in the Pacific Northwest have MS. It's real.
You know,
curious,
I've heard that myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I had multiple sclerosis from the time I was 16, and then at 31, I started figuring out what to do. And I mean, I was in really bad shape. My legs wouldn't carry me anymore. Most of the time in the last 2 years, I didn't walk at all. I was buzzing all over my face and my hands and my feet, well, so that I couldn't hardly talk very well because my mouth wouldn't open and it was just buzzing and I couldn't tell where my tongue was, and it was very hard. But then it also made me very allergic. I could not metabolize food. The only food I could metabolize, which is kind of interesting, is I could metabolize red meat. you know, and so I couldn't use food to get me healthy, which is what I kept trying to do, but I would end up in the hospital from going into shock and into a coma from eating vegetables and fruits because I couldn't metabolize anything. So after the fifth doctor, at the end of my 20, I'd had a heart attack at 27 because all my organs were breaking down. And so I had five different specialists tell me that I wasn't going to make it, that they all gave me timelines. The longest one was 5 years. The others were under two. And the last two was, you know, that one doctor didn't think I would make it through the year because all my organs were breaking down. Well, somehow, walking out of that doctor's office, the fifth doctor, I just was flooded with a knowing that, wait a minute, the body knows how to heal itself. The mistake has been to keep relying on something outside of my body, because any autoimmune illness, you know, it means that your body is attacking you. So I had to work with my own body to make it not attack me anymore. And that's what I did. I just started working with the energies in my body, and it began with my thighs, which had just no energy traveling through them at all. So I put one hand on my sort of right at the top, right near my groin, and the other one right on my knees. And I noticed that with my two hands there, it took only about 3 minutes before I could see and feel the energy traveling. And I thought, oh my God, well, this is going to be easy. and I just went about seeing if I could walk was the first thing. And interesting things happened, though. While I was trying to heal myself of multiple sclerosis, I started dropping my allergies to wheats and grains. That was the first thing. I hadn't been able to have bread all my life because I would become so sick. And now suddenly I could eat breads, wheats and grains. And it was the most extraordinary thing. And then in about 7 weeks, I lost 17 pounds without trying. It's like my body was getting in alignment with the way it was meant to be and not fight me anymore. So I suddenly could metabolize foods and any of the allergens in our atmosphere. And it was also having to deal with the, you know, there isn't a square inch in our atmosphere that isn't filled with man-made electromagnetic energies. And that, I mean, people don't realize just how much every cell is being bombarded all the time with things that are unnatural. And you don't know that you're being bombarded. You just know that, gosh, I was feeling good and now I'm not. Or I've lost my energy and I don't know why. You know, that kind of thing. I was in a great mood, but I'm in a bad mood now. It's because your body is having to constantly counter these unnatural energies, and they interfere with your body's ability to heal. All of those unnatural things interfere with your body's ability to heal, and they fry your circuits. So anyway, I was just going about unraveling my own energy systems, and eventually, I wasn't, I mean, I used to have spells that lasted for years. My spells were at least once a week, I would suddenly have a spell where the whole room would spin, I'd start throwing up, I'd be on the floor, and I couldn't move for a period of about 12 hours. And it happened about once a week. But the rest of the time, I was not functioning either. I mean, I couldn't walk, or I couldn't eat foods, or all of this stuff, and I couldn't think. And but you know, in a eventually, all of those things stopped. I no longer had spells. I could walk. I could.
So Donna, I can't. Uh-huh. I can't hear you right now. It's all breaking up. So anyway, we're gonna. This is Christanis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Donna Eden.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LymeLightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with the exuberant, joyful Donna Eden, author of Energy Medicine. And she was just explaining how we are so bombarded with unnatural energies that it interferes with our ability to heal. But then when we start working with energy, all sorts of things heal. One thing, it just automatically starts working on your whole body. But I want to go back, Donna, to, because you mentioned alignment. So when you're talking about alignment in your body with all the energies, what do you...
You know what? Something's wrong with my connection. I mean, something strange, like buzzing and beepings coming through. Hello?
Okay. Yeah. No, it's not on my... I'm not hearing it on my...
It's gone now.
So...
It's gone now, but it was... Huh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, so I was just asking you about, sorry, so maybe you didn't hear me, about the alignment. You know, how you talked about the alignment in our bodies and these energies. So how do you work with aligning your body?
Well, one of the things I do is I teach people, and I will certainly do this at the Women of Wisdom Conference, is I teach people a simple 5-minute routine that if they do it every day, it'll do several things. It'll unscramble the force fields inside your body and in your aura around your body so that it can receive and be receptive to whatever are the energies that are coming in without messing up your energies. It'll, often what happens is when you are in a field of energy, like an unnatural energy field, like just in our environment, you get tired, you get exhausted because your meridians are running backwards. So it straightens all the meridians up so they're flowing in the right direction. It makes your chakras suddenly spin in an amazing clarity, so that it's really giving you feedback that is really deep and really true from the environment, but your natural energies that are inside of you, when they're clear and not scrambled and not stressed out to the max, then they can handle being bombarded, and they will literally stop a lot of energies from coming into your body. Like if your aura is strong and it's not flimsy, or you don't have holes in your field because of a lot of stress, then you prevent that energy from coming in and getting you. But you do allow positive energy to come in. In fact, your body is this magnet for positive energy. So you pick up the good vibes all around you. And it is an amazing thing. I've had so many people tell me stories over the years of how just getting the 5-minute routine to be a habit in their body, so their body sort of learns it after a time, and you don't have to keep doing it, but you just do it when you're stressed out, you suddenly are living in a different world. You're living in a world that really seems to support your gladness and your sense of joy and appreciation and a sense of wonder. Too many people, I think, walk around without remembering this amazing experience that we're in, you know, that there is so much to have a sense of wonder about, but we're disconnected from it because our own bodies, oh, let me back up and say this, make it clear. We evolved we have not changed in the way we handle stress in about 2 million years. We still have the fight, flight, or freeze response, so that we respond differently than we expect we will. You know, when we're thinking about things and contemplating it, and we want to bring our best forward, and then we're in the situation, that fight or flight response comes up, and you either yell or scream, or you want to run away, you feel like you're going to disappear, you want to disappear, and we don't handle at the highest. And here is why. When you're very stressed out, you can lose up to 80% of the blood in your forebrain. It goes into your body for that fight or flight response. And that means you don't have all of your marbles up there to even think your way out of a paper bag. You know, but what do? We try to figure it out, work on it, think about it, but you don't have everything upstairs flowing. And if you don't have all the blood up there, you don't have also all the oxygen up there, you don't have all your cerebrospinal fluid up there, nothing is pumping through. So, boy, just learning simple tools, you can make the blood come back up into your brain when you are very, very stressed out. And then suddenly you can think again. Suddenly your body isn't taxed by all this stress. I'm going to give you a for instance, okay? Okay. Have you ever thrown your hand up to your forehead when you got stressed and said, oh, my God, or something like that? You just immediately, and it is up there for an instant, and then you take your hand away. You go, oh, no. And then you take your hand away. You know
that's
that?
That's interesting. Yeah, yeah, yes? We do that.
Well, and everybody does yeah. that. And I think you do it because, no, I'm sure you do it because we carry that in our DNA, some response that our ancient ancestors had as they started developing their front brain, when they had to have known, they knew energy, you know, what I teach is nothing new. And so they to throw your hand to your forehead, it works because your hand is full of electromagnetic energies. Your body is full of it. Your blood is full of it. And when you put your hand to your forehead, you draw the blood back up into your forebrain. Keep your hand there instead of taking it away, and you will lift the stress right out of your body. That's just a simple thing to do, but it works every time. So the next time your hand flies up to your forehead, keep it there and just breathe a few times with your hand at your forehead, and you will lift yourself out of stress.
Yeah, and that breathing part's important too. I want to tell a story of my husband. He goes to bed sometimes and he goes, oh, and I go, what's wrong? He said, my brain hurts, you know, because he just thinks a lot. I mean, he's active in his brain, very active. And so I tap his forehead.
Oh, good.
And within 2 minutes, he goes, oh, I feel better. I even did it in the car the other day because he came in the car and he said the same thing. I was like, well, let me, he goes, no. I said, no, let me tap it. You always feel better.
It's really true. I mean, my husband teaches energy psychology, which is all about energy tapping. And it's about tapping on different places on your head, your face, your body that moves stress out and really rewires your brain. And, I mean, all of these things, everything that I teach is natural. It's natural and it's easy. It is so easy to learn, easy to do, and just like you did to your husband. You know, I don't know if you had an instinct about that or did you learn it, but you were right on the nose, you know. It's exactly the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think it was just instinct, but
yeah.
We have a couple minutes. Can you give an exercise here's a question. How do you start your day to put yourself in alignment just to start the day good? You know, like clear those energies, clear your aura.
Yeah. I mean, the very first thing I do is I hook up, which means before I ever get out of bed, I put one finger at my third eye and pull the push in and pull up, and the other finger at my belly button and push in and pull up. Hold them both together and take two deep breaths. You will hook up central and governing meridian, which once they're hooked up, they circle around your body and start strengthening your aura. They are very good to start a day or anytime you feel like you're coming apart. Hook yourself up. It's really good. And in the Western culture, I think probably most people don't walk around hooked up because we are a culture that has learned to think but not work with our energies. But that energy that goes up your spine and over your head and over your forehead often stops at your forehead, but it's meant to go over your nose and hook at the back of your throat with the other energy that comes up the front of your body. And it is really, really good. It's just like a beginning step that you go, oh my God, that was good.
So that was your—that's your right hand on your forehead and your left hand on your belly button.
No, you put your the hand, the middle finger of either hand that feels right at your forehead, and push in and pull it up, right at the third eye, you know, right above the nose, and the other one, and you put the one that feels right because people's polarities shift all the time from this world that we're living in. Our polarities do not stay in the same alignment. So this is one of those things that put the hand up to your forehead that feels right, and then you'll be in alignment with your polarities.
And then your middle finger on your belly button, too.
And your belly button, pull them both up. Push in, pull up.
Great.
Okay? And let me just tell you how good that is, so that if anybody thinks, oh, well, that's simplistic, couldn't mean anything, that's the best thing I know for helping somebody come out of a seizure or for preventing it from the first place. If somebody has epilepsy and they know the signs, if they do that to themselves, they won't have a seizure.
Wow. Have you
Yeah, that's how
that?
Good it is. Okay.
I have a question. Have you witnessed that?
I've witnessed it, I've done it, I've seen it, and I've told so many people to do that I get stories back from, there's a basketball team on a plane not too long ago where the guy is a husband of one of my teachers, and he had one of his players, his star players, went into a seizure, had left his medication at home, and he went into a seizure, and now this guy, Scotty, I'll say his name, the husband, Scotty, he just had witnessed his wife doing several things, and he said, okay, he's on the floor, and he went and he did it, and he came out of it immediately, you know, so the guy is now using it and is backing off on some of his medication because it is working so well.
Well, that's great. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and hear more from Donna Eden, author of The Energy Medicine.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and you just heard Lorraine Bay singing our Woman Wisdom song, which is on our CD, and you can check that out on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. You can also check out our early bird special for Donna Eden's workshop, which is going to be February 13th and 14th in Seattle. We have a special price that's going to last as long as the spots are available, and then we're going to be going to regular price. Please sells out. And so we're very excited to have her in Seattle in February. So, Donna, please, can you give your contact information, your website, where people can find out, you know, because I know you travel around the world, so people are listening from all over. They can find out if you're going to be near them someday.
All the time. LearnEnergyMedicine.com. Or you can just, you know, put my name in and you'll find me.
That's true. Donna Eden, E-D-E-N. That's very true. We love Google, don't we? So,
yeah.
So talking about a lot of things, and here's this thing of being able to align yourself, like start your day to get your energies. So is that how you get into alignment, doing the third finger on your forehead and your belly button, and
that the
starts the alignment?
I mean, yes, it does, though. It hooks you up so that major energy systems in the body are suddenly connected with one another. Another thing that happens is sometimes if you just feel off when you get up, or maybe you have a time in the late afternoon where you've just lost your vitality and you just feel off, put it on the opposite shoulder. Take one hand and put it on your opposite shoulder. Push your fingers in hard, drag them across the shoulder, and then just slide your hand down to the opposite hip. And do it three or four times on that shoulder, and then reach up on the other shoulder. Push your fingers into the shoulder and drag it across to the opposite hip. That helps your energies cross over. And what happens is if if your energies are not crossing over, and they are meant to, the right hemisphere is meant to cross over to the left side of the body and the left hemisphere to the right side, and all the way down to your DNA, there are crossover patterns. But if you've gotten sluggish, or you can't think, or you're just stressed to the max, your energies don't cross over as well. So if you just start crossing the energy over with your own hand, with your own energies that come off your hand, you'll suddenly get a little more vitality, and you'll suddenly come together again. Just simple things like hooking yourself up and crossing your energies over. And one more thing. I'm going to give you one more thing. Okay, if you come to your collarbone, everybody come to their collarbone, come to the inside corner of your collarbone, right underneath the middle of your neck. You come to a corner, drop underneath that corner, you'll find a little indent on your bones there. That point is called K27, the 27th point on kidney meridian. Massage them hard on both sides. You might have tenderness there. If you have tenderness, it means your meridians are going backwards. So when you massage that, you get those meridians in alignment with the way they are meant to travel. And you just start getting more and more energy, and you feel balanced and clear. And it's the best thing in the world to start your day with those things.
So I imagine some people are kind of skeptical, but I would just say, just try it and see what happens.
Yes. You know, thank you for saying yes. If you're not used to this, it may seem really woo-woo, but I want to tell you, this is what, first of all, we are now accepted by nurses to get continuing education credit, that even Western medicine is buying into it now. And I have many, many doctors, physicians who take classes because, I mean, like MD Anderson, the cancer clinic, they have an entire department now of energy medicine because they have found out none of them believed in this. When I started teaching it and doing it on people in 1977, I set it up way back then because nobody believed this, that if it doesn't work on you, you don't have to pay. I have never had one single person in my entire life I had a full practice for 23 years before I went on the road. Nobody did not pay me because everybody found it worked. And then they wanted to learn it. And that's how I started teaching it. Everybody wanted to know how to keep it up in their body, have their body, you know, do this naturally. And so it works. But something like Women of Wisdom, I will energy test. I will show people how it works. I will demonstrate on anybody who wants to be demonstrated on how whatever is going off or going wrong in their body, I will move some energy, and then they will get the feedback real fast that it worked.
That's great. And getting the feedback, That is helpful because people want to know.
That's right.
What about, because you also talk about pain control in your book. So a lot of people take pain pills in this country. What do you, how do you work with people on that?
Yes. You know, I have a chapter in energy medicine on just pain control. There are so many different ways to work with pain, but I swear every one of them work. And if you can not just immediately reach for a medication or a pharmaceutical drug to handle your pain, and instead just hold points on your body to move the energy. It's easy. It is simple. And then you will find you don't want to take drugs. And when your body gets clear of medicines and drugs in your body, your energies get clearer. And you just feel better. You know, I haven't taken any medication, in 36 years, not anything in 36 years. And it's even if something happens to me and I don't know what to do for it, I want to figure it out. And the more you get into energy medicine, the more you'll be able to figure out your own maze. But pain control is one of the easiest things in the world. I've gone to many clinics now who are helping people not get onto drugs in the first place and just hold points. Just do simple things. You can hold acupressure points. They're called acupressure sedating points that take pain away. You can work with the zones in the body and just tap, like you tapped on your husband's head. You can tap on the zones in the body, and it moves the pain out. All pain is energy that's gotten congested. Too much energy in an area, and you're going to move that energy out. And it'll make your body healthier not to take those things. You know, last year there were over 350,000 people who died from pain medication. From all medications, from taking medications, though, as they were supposed to. I mean, we are way over-medicated in our culture. And if you have a simple tool that you can use to take the pain away, gosh, I'd suggest you do it. and in energy medicine, you can go and find a chapter. There are diagrams. There is just simple steps. Do this, do this, do this. And you'll go, and you can test it out for yourself. Make me show you. And so you can see for yourself that our bodies were designed to heal themselves. We're designed to turn the energy back in on ourselves. This is how we're designed. I think we're all alive today because this is what our ancient ancestors did. They had to take care of themselves in order to survive, and they certainly didn't have pharmaceutical medicines. And anyway, there's no side effects with energy medicine. There are no side effects, and gosh, you have nothing to lose but to try it. And if you learn energy medicine, you will have free medicine for the rest of your life, because once you learn it, you got it, and you don't have to depend on other people either.
So it's a system that can work for any. It's like using the system that you have or what's bothering you in your body, and I would imagine you're tapping into your intuition of, you know, there's a lot of people who work with, you know, like listening to your body. You know, what is your body telling you? And
yes,
paying attention to that would really give you some clues of where
yes,
you might need to tap or where you need to move energy.
Absolutely. And if you're intuitive, boy, just start tapping. Really, I'm most sincere. You know, tap near your pain or do something like that. But I will also tell you that we do live in a world that has not taught people how to listen to their body. And if they don't feel intuitive, I think it's one of the things I love about energy medicine. I've never known anybody who has been in energy medicine for any length of time who has not become intuitive, because you suddenly know how to hear. You know how to hear what your body is saying, and that's what energy medicine teaches you to do. You suddenly can hear it because you know how to listen, and you're in conversation with your body. Energy is the language your body talks in, period. That's the language it talks in. So you can start at any level, but boy, start. I so deeply believe that this is not an elective subject. I believe that all human beings, you know, need this, because, I mean, if you don't want to get an autoimmune illness, if you don't want to get allergies, or if you want to turn those things around, if you don't want to get the cancer, you want to help your heart, you know, any of these things, learn just the natural ways your body evolved and get in sync with that energy. You know, I'll tell you something.
It's about taking the time to listen, and we're so busy. So it's really about taking the time. And right now we have to take the time to take a little break. This is Chris Danis on Voices of Woman. We'll come back and talk more with Donna Eden.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com.
That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
So, Donna, let's talk a little bit about how maybe this might work with conventional medicine or with other alternative modalities. There's so many out there.
Well, it works with everything. It doesn't contradict anybody or anything. It just makes everything else work better. I've heard Dr. Oz say that energy medicine is the next last frontier of medicine, and it will be this next century. I see energy medicine working with Western medicine. I see energy medicine working with anything dealing with psychology or any alternative healing. A friend of mine is very much an integrative medicine, and it works, and she is using energy medicine and integrative medicine. One of the things that I teach people to do is how to energy test food and vitamins to find out what will really work in your body. And so that's really valuable. I also know, though, that say you are allergic to a lot of things, you want to get your body healed so you're not allergic to it, so that you can eat the things that you couldn't eat before. So it's both, you know, really be careful and just eat the things that are really good for you. But you can energy test yourself. You can find out, and it makes such a difference. And for me, I had to be sure. I really love energy testing. I love energy testing because I had to be very sure that I did not eat anything that would really be like poison in my body. And that's what it was like for me, because my body wouldn't break anything down. And so I really learned to rely on energy testing to find out. And what you do, beyond vitamins, beyond minerals, beyond all that, you want to find out if the energy of that food or vitamin is matching your energy. And then your body just metabolizes it. So, and if it isn't, what to do about it so that it will. So, yeah, it goes along with everything. It just walks hand in hand, and it just it really helps you to remember just how awesomely made we are and how our bodies already know how to heal. And I think that's one of the best things, because you really do. Well, hope turns on. You know, hope turns on. You just you become a. Well, it's so empowering to find that you can partner with your own energies to heal, and also to transform things that were once harmful for you into something that is now good for you. And I even see that in relationships. David, my husband, and I are writing a book right now called Energies of Love, and how you can absolutely transform the energies between two people who are incompatible, so that the energies between you are compatible and you drop to a much deeper soul level. So it's everything. Energy is everything. So it's, of course, goes along with everything else. I mean, I often think that Einstein said it, you know, over 100 years ago, he said, energy is everything. And I don't know why, for a century, the whole world forgot that and went off into chemicals and things. But energy, even if you've got to take a medicine, say you've got to take a pharmaceutical medicine, then help your body be strong so that you don't get side effects. I mean, all of those things are not only possible, that's what happens. It's an absolute. You can help your body be okay.
There's some medicines that are important, and but yes, you can be healthier taking them, less side effects, all that, because that really impacts people. And that's great. You're having a new book on energy love. Is that what it's called?
Energies of love. Energies of love.
So yeah, we look forward to seeing that. But talking about food, you were talking about testing the energy. Well, you're talking about muscle testing, aren't you?
Well, it's a little bit different, but it probably looks the same to people who are used to muscle testing, but you're not testing the strength of a muscle. You're testing whether the energy is traveling through what you're testing. Is the energy traveling through or not? So it's an easy test, and it's not about muscle strength.
Is that something you can describe for their audience, or is that something you can...
I'll tell you right now. I test in two ways. If I'm going to test somebody else, I usually test spleen meridian, okay? If you're standing and your arm goes straight down the side of your body with a thumb next to your body, and you're holding the arm really tight to your body, and then I come along and I, with my, just a couple of fingers can pull your arm out from your body while you're trying to hold it there. Usually with just one finger, I can do that. Because it has nothing to do with muscle strength. Is the energy traveling there or not? That's, if you come out then and you're holding the food at that time, that energy of that food is not going to jive with you. But if you get strong, say you were weak to begin with, I energy tested you and that arm came way out, but then you held a food and it made you strong and I couldn't pull the energy out, then you know that food is really good for you. And the reason why I use that test is because spleen meridian deals with whether you can metabolize something and whether you can help your body adapt to something. Because, I mean, evolution is about adaptation. Can you adapt? Can you adapt and stay healthy? So... you could also find out how much of something you need, like a vitamin, how many vitamins you need, because you'll go weak. People could test this out there and find out themselves that how much it works. You'll find, say you were really, really strong on 1,000 vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, and then you go to 2,000, you're strong. And then at 3,000 milligrams, you lose your energy. because it's no longer good for you. It's just another poison in your body.
Don, it's all coming back to me because you were in Seattle for Women Wiz 5 years ago, and I remember this. So when people come to your workshop in Seattle on February 13th and 14th, these are the things they're going to learn. So I really encourage you to join us. It's going to, you know, since the workshop is going to be limited size. So thank you so much for being here today, Donna.
Oh, you're so welcome. I really liked it, and I'm looking forward to coming to Seattle to the Women of Wisdom Conference.
Her website. Yes, go to www.learnenergymedicine.com and take a look at all the things that Donna has to offer, and her book is great. And I know all these, I remember these exercises we did, and they're very helpful. So,
and I should say that there is a book out there, Energy Medicine for Women, which is really good for women's hormones.
Oh, great. Okay.
Oh, great.
Tell people you can sign up for our monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter. Just go to the website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Look at the conference 2014 link to see Donna's workshop, but we'll be having more posted. It's going to be about 3-4 gets up. We have finalized our conference. It is going to be great. We still have a call for vendors for our Goddess Market. Deadline's October 15th, and the healers and readers for our temple deadline is November 15th, and all that's up on the website too under the Conference 2014 link. So this is Chris Danis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. So I encourage you to check out my book, which has been an inspiration for people and learning about the divine feminine from many, many voices. So next week, I'm going to be interviewing another person who's coming to Women of Wisdom, Jalaja Bonham. So I hope to hear, be with everybody. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.